أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي هارون أخي اشدد به أزري وأشركه في أمري كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. قال قد أوتيت سؤلك يا موسى. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 29 to 36 of Surah Taha, the continuation of the dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. His dua, Rabbi shrah li sadri, O Allah, expand for me my bosom. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri, and O Allah, make easy for me my matter. Wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli, and O Allah, untie, unknot my tongue, so that they may be able to hear, they may be able to listen to whatever I say to them. So continuing with that dua, this is the time of Nubuwat. He is given now the duty, the responsibility of going to Fir'aun was one of the responsibilities of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He says, وَجَعَلِّي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي. O Allah, appoint a minister, a wazir, a helper, min ahli, from my family. The word wazir, ayats come in the Quran, وَلَا تَزِيرُ وَازِيرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Wizr actually means a burden. Wazir is somebody that takes over our burden, somebody that takes over our responsibility, and that is why a minister is called a minister, a helper is called wazir, because they take the load off a person. And here, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is not asking for a minister that will assist him in government matters, but it is to assist him in so far as nubuwat, the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he makes this specific also, min ahli, it must be from my ahl, it must be from my family, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, remember, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is on his way from Madian, and he is now on this journey to Egypt. Remember that fire that he saw, the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and over there, Harun alayhi salatu wasalam is in Egypt. Harun alayhi salam was either 3 or 4 years elder than Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and from the narrations we see he passed away 3 years before Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could pass away. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted this dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel to inform Harun alayhi salam about his nubuwat. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi and a Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala appointed him as a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Once Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was traveling, and somebody in that kafla, somebody in that group of travelers, asked somebody else, did any sibling do any good for anyone? Did any brother or sister do any good for any brother or sister? Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha heard the question, so she sent the message, tell those people that nobody did any good for his brother and sister the way Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had done for his brother, that he made dua to Allah ta'ala for nubuwat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam with nubuwat. So when he said min ahli, from my family, now he gets more specific, Harun. It should be Harun akhi, Harun who is my brother. Ushdud bihi azri, and O Allah, strengthen or create, enhance my strength through him. One is this, Allah, you have given me the strength, that is spiritual strength, physical strength, but I need to be enhanced. The strength needs to be increased, and increase it through Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa ashrikhu fi amri, and O Allah, make him a partner in my matter, the amr here, the command here is of nubuwat. The command is to deliver the message to Fir'aun. And oh Allah, grant it that he becomes my partner in all of that. Why all of this? كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا So that we may make your tasbih, we may glorify you, O Allah, in abundance. So on the one hand, the matter at hand is nubuwat. The matter of hand is the mission. But of course, we can never forget ourselves. We must always continue to make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat. When we look at the sequence of the ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, on the one hand, Allah ta'ala is saying to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhal muddathir kum fa'andhir, stand up and warn the people, in other words, deliver the message. But at the same time, Allah ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil kum illayla illa qaleela. You also stand up at night, and make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat. So hence here also, besides the fact that we have this mission at hand, we should never forget ourselves. And so that we may make your tasbih, we may glorify you in abundance. وَنَذْكُرُكَ كَثِيرًا And O Allah, we make your dhikr in abundance. إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا O Allah, certainly you behold us. In other words, you observe us, you see us. You have chosen us now for nubuwat, and O Allah, continue to glance towards us with that glance of rahmah, so that we will be able to accomplish whatever you want us to accomplish. قَالَ قَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Musa, whatever you have asked for, you have been granted. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted this dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا Allah speaks about him. He had been honored by Allah and won honor. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's duas that he made to Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had accepted it. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.